Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Hello, hello, hello. We are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam. And we're going to go ahead and take callers on today's show with a single question per caller. That's one part questions only, please. We're going to try and get to every caller we possibly can on today's show. Before we begin the show, please don't forget to visit our website at merlinsstaff.com. That's merlinsstaff.com for all of your private reading needs. We also have a plethora of spiritual products coming out and available on the website for your spiritual needs as well. Once more, everyone, welcome back to today's show. And we're going to try and get to everyone that we possibly can. The link to the website is also on the show description page. All right, our first caller today is going to be brought in momentarily as we bring you in. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go into your question. Our first caller today is area code 865. First three digits are 275. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. This is Lynn calling from California. And I
just like to ask.
I'm sorry?
Yes. Hello there, Lynn. How you doing?
Hi. Hi. I'm doing good. Thank you so much. How are you?
Good. Thank you. And how can I help
Great.
You?
Great. Well, I'd like to ask, do you feel or see some good things coming up for me next month in September?
Do I see some good things happening for you in September?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. I will say yes right away, and I also feel that you've been working on your manifestation, which is awesome, okay?
Yes.
We have a thought. We send out a vibration to the universe, and that thought attracts the very same energy back to us. So in this, I do see that a lot of doorways are opening up in the next month for you. I feel some blessings coming in that you've been waiting on, and I feel communication being strengthened. So this is all very good energy. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Blessings.
Thank you, and you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Blessings. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Okay, our next caller today is area code 954. First three digits are 614. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, hi. My name is Sharon, and I'm calling from New York.
Yes, hello, Sharon in New York. How can I help you today?
Hi. I was just wondering if you see a relationship coming my way this year.
Okay, wonderful. One moment, please. Okay, I got a affirmative on that. The quality of manifestation, 10 times better. I'm feeling really positive here. You're going to end up meeting this person by chance, okay? And this is a very good situation for you. I wish you the best of luck on this. I don't have an exact timeline. So what that means is that you need to just stay open to it happening anytime, okay? Between now and next year.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Many blessings. Thank you.
Many blessings. Bye-bye. And we will bring on our next caller momentarily. All right. Our next caller should be area code 925. First three digits are 667. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Teresa from California. And I'm wondering if you see me getting this apartment. It's actually a duplex that I saw today. It was perfect.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Okay. And something just drove you to that area?
It's close to my work, but it's perfect. I've passed by there many times and always thought it would be a great place to live. Feels good.
Wonderful.
But it showed up and I viewed it today. But he said there was another couple that was interested, but I really liked it. It was perfect for what I need.
I actually do see you getting this place or something very, very similar to it. I have about a, say, 85% rate here that you're going to get this one that you're looking at.
Great. Great. I'm going to send my application in.
I understand. Thank you and have
Thank
a great
you.
Day.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Our next caller is going to be area code 775. First three digits are 762. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Thank you very much. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California. And I am 68. I do not want to start my Social Security for at least 6 months or longer.
Yeah, another six.
But that means I'll need to have continuous employment. So what do you see?
Okay. As far as I can tell you, you're not going to have to start it too soon. You will be able to last another 6 months beforehand. Okay. I don't know how much longer past the 6 months, but I do see the 6 months at least.
So that must mean I'll be employed for the next 6 months.
Whatever that might entail for you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Our next caller today is area code 630. First three digits are 487. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Dion from Chicago. I decided to relocate and not renew my lease that's coming up. What do you see for me as far as a new place?
Okay. Relocation is going to be a little bit difficult. I already see a bit of struggle with this ahead of time here, but nothing I feel you're not capable of handling. So everything that's come up, you're going to be able to handle quite well. I do feel that this is going to be a positive move for you. I feel that it's going to create great change within your life. But remember, there is a message attached from the universe for this. Happiness does not start externally. It starts internally.
Okay.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. So this move will be positive for you. Everything you need will be there when you need it, but there is a little bit of a struggle. Nothing you can't handle, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, our next caller today is area code 412. First three digits are 689. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Excuse me. Hi, my name is Keisha. I'm from Pennsylvania, and I wanted to see what relationship was headed with me and Jason.
Okay, with you and Jason. Okay, give me one moment, please.
Okay.
All right, I'm already sensing that there's communication issues going on.
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel that there is a mutual feeling on both sides, but there's a lack of effort on one of the signs here. So I'm trying to figure out which side that might be.
It could be either. I think we both lack sometimes.
Okay. So I feel then now the message in this is that if you communicate clearly what you are looking for and expecting, okay, I feel you will not be disappointed. But you must work as a team in order to get this on the right frequency, okay? I feel that you both come from a place of pain. There is emotional pain that has happened in both of your lives. I feel that you're both somewhat protected emotionally. You keep yourselves protected. But I do feel like you're both also willing to start opening up. And it's in that kind of awkward phase right now. But I do feel great potential behind this. And I feel that this can work out wonderfully.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and before we bring on our next caller for today, I'd like to tell you at MerlinStaff.com. That's MerlinStaff.com for all of your private reading needs. Sometimes we can do a lot more in a private reading than we can on the show. Once more, that's MerlinStaff.com. You can find the link in the description of the show page. It's going to be located at the bottom of the show page. And for those of you that do not have the capability to go to websites and fiddle around with trying to set up appointments, you can always go to the phone number at the bottom of the show page, and that will be the number to call me directly for a private reading. Our next caller today should be area code 8. Hold on one moment. Yeah. Area code 8. 3-1, first two, three digits are 225. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Christina, and I'm calling from California. And the question that I have is the person that broke into my house and retrieved the fraud. The DA closed the account on another fraud, but they're connected. Will the DA reopen this case, and am I in danger?
Okay, let me see here. Oh, please. Yeah, I'm not really feeling comfortable with this. I do feel like you might want to start preparing. I don't like to give bad news, but
you went out a little bit?
I'm sorry?
You went out a little bit? What you said, I might want to start preparing, and then you went out. What was that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. What I was saying is that you might want to start preparing now. I don't like giving bad news, but I will. I do see bad news. I feel like we are going to have the DA reopen the case, but in this case, I feel you're going to be protected, okay? So I want you to have faith going forward. And just know that somehow you're going to be protected. I feel that the universe, and you're not going to be as impacted as you might think.
Because you said that you were going out, in and out, but you said be prepared for some bad news. Does that mean something bad's going to happen to me, or that they won't open the case because you were going in and out?
Okay. I don't know why I'm going in and out. Can you hear me a little better now?
Uh-huh. I can hear you. I'm like,
okay.
Please, God, let me hear what he's saying.
Yeah. See, there's an energy interfering with you, hon. There's a dark force that's on you, and you need to get cleansed. I really suggest for private session. Okay?
Okay.
What is happening is that you need to prepare now because the DA is going to open the case from what I can see psychically. And I'm going to tell you that you're not going to be as largely impacted as you might. There's something protecting you, but there's also something working against you. Could you reach out to me for a private session, okay?
Okay, so just to make sure I heard you, you said it might fraudulently be against me, but don't worry, I'm protected and it will all work out.
Yeah. Okay, I do feel like it's going to all work out, but the case will be reopened.
Thank goodness, and I'm not in danger with my life, because he'll still keep his job, but...
I'm sorry. We're only doing one question per caller, but I do suggest you reach out to me for a private session, okay?
All right. Thank you. Thank you so
thank
much.
You. You're welcome.
Okay.
And the link to
many
my
blessings.
Information is at the bottom of the show description, okay?
Okay. Thank you for being so patient to try to get this through to me. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. No problem. Thank you. You have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. We're going to bring on our next caller momentarily. Just bear with me one moment, please. We're going to just take a short break. Okay, and we are back. I'm sorry for the interference. I don't know why you guys couldn't hear me so well, but we're going to go ahead and try and progress forward now. Our next caller today is going to be area code 111111. We try not to take these calls, but we'll see how we do today. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, Reverend, how you doing? I thought I called.
Okay, wonderful. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Quick question. I know. One question. Job that I applied for, had 3 interviews. Do you see me getting that job? Starts with the letter S.
Yes, I do see you acquiring that job.
Okay, thank you for your one question. And
you're welcome. Thank you. All right. Next caller today is area code 703. First 3 digits are 201. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name's Andrea. I'm calling from Virginia, and I actually had 2 phone interviews with the company in my area. And you think I'm going to get an in-person interview and possibly get the job?
Okay, that's an affirmative right away. The angels are looking out for you. You've been working on manifestation the last few months, maybe even longer than that for a job. It's looking pretty good to me.
Awesome. Yes, I have.
Okay.
Perfect.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Our next caller today is area code 805. First 3 digits are 617. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend. This is Donna from California. About 8 weeks ago, I was sitting in my meditation, and I got a message that said it's coming soon. And I've been praying for a relationship with a fellow that'll go into marriage and also for more money to come in. Do you see them both coming in or one, or what are you feeling about this, please?
Okay, here, hold on. Let's focus on what you're worried about the most, right?
Okay.
Excuse me. Because I can only answer one of those on the show. We're doing one question per caller.
Okay. I guess the relationship.
So which one would you like to know about the most?
Probably the relationship, the marriage.
Okay. Yeah, well, I see you. Hold on one moment, please. Also, an affirmative relationship is coming. Message attached with this one is to affirm yourself right now. To work on yourself, to work on your self-mastery, on everything you need to do. You just focus up energetically. You right now maybe work on some inner child guided meditations on YouTube. You're going to do great. And what is manifested is going to be 10 times better than what you've had before. But remember, you have to break outside of that pain and anguish in order to manifest something other than pain and anguish back into your life.
Okay. So think positive and keep up with the meditation and working on myself?
Yeah, that's correct. But you're doing quite well, and you will be reaping the rewards of that pretty soon.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You too.
Bye. All right. Our next caller is actually our co-host who pops in from time to time. Let me see if I can bring her on air. Give me one moment, please. Okay. Where are you? There you are. All right. And Lolita, are you with us?
I'm here. I just wanted to come in and pop in and say hello and ask a question.
howdy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How's it going over there?
Doing well. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to see if you can tell me when will my body kind of recalibrate where I can go back to a normal cycle.
Okay, we've got about 48 hours.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll see normality in about 48 hours, possibly a lot sooner.
Okay, cool. Right now I'm in a quiet space, so if you have any other callers, can I chime in with my angel card readings? Okay.
More than welcome to, yeah. All right, okay. Let me see who our next caller is, because I kind of jumped down the queue to get to you. We have so many in line here, and I don't remember where we left off. So if we did skip over you, know that we'll try and get back to you if we can, okay? Our next caller today is area code 614. First three digits are 599. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Silson. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio. And my question is do I have any psychic abilities?
Well, I believe you to be empathic, and that's a good question, but let me ask you the same question. Do you have any psychic abilities?
I feel like I do see a lot of synchronicities. I don't know, and I just doubt them, but besides that, I don't think so.
Okay.
There's nothing I can clearly...
Right. Well, I'm going to give you a word of advice, okay? You're empathic. That means that you absorb other people's emotions and take them on as your own. Sometimes they're energy, okay? And most of the time, you don't know you're doing this until it's too late. Usually, your comfortability factor can change in a dime because it depends on the environment you're around. You most likely don't like large crowds or crowded environments, okay? You might have a little bit of claustrophobia as well due to the impact of your own gifts. But I want you to start studying and exploring what the different gifts are that are out there, like clairaudiency, clairvoyancy. You could even go as far as claircognizance, okay? And I want you to study these, and I want you to feel them out for yourself and see what resonates with you, if you relate to anything. Because us psychics, we the ones that are doing this professionally, we can tell you all day long what you have. But it's until you start to feel it yourself that really matters.
Okay. So you're not, could you tell me, though, if you see anything?
I just told you, I do feel that you're empathic.
Okay.
All right. Lolita, would you have any input on the cards for this one? Hello, Lolita. Okay, we're going to just go ahead and leave you to it then. We want to wish you the best, and we're going to go ahead to our next caller. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next caller today is going to be area code 973. First three digits are 393. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, hi. My name is Tina. I'm calling from New Jersey. I would like to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Trey.
Yes, and what would you like to know?
Just whatever spirit has for us, where is it going?
Okay. Let me see here. Once more, it's a communication issue going on. I do feel like the communication issue is there because there's stuff they're not facing, stuff they're not healing within themselves, okay? And I do feel a connection between the two of you. I do feel that this individual cares for you, but I also feel that they need to raise up their own self-worth and value, their own view of themselves. This may take some time in order to see improvements within your connection and relationship.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hold on one moment. Let me see if I can get my co-host back on the line here. She might have more message for you. One moment.
Hey.
Hey, Lolita, you there?
Yeah. Can you repeat that? Can you repeat your name and your question again? I'm sorry.
Yes, happy Saturday. My name is Tina, and I was asking about my relationship with my boyfriend, Trey.
Okay, and what she's doing right now is she's trying to pull the message for you, so that's just going to be one moment.
Thank you.
Lolita, are you with us? All right. It looks like the call keeps dropping for her, so I will just say this, okay? One of the messages here from the angel world for you is to have faith and to remain positive. And it looks like she's trying to come back in. One moment. Hello, Lolita,
thank you.
You there?
Yeah, I'm not sure why my phone, you guys can't hear me, but I was talking away, actually, and I'm not sure. But my question to you on Tina is that what is it that you're doubting yourself in? Like, how do you feel when you're with this person?
No, I feel good with him. No, I feel good with him, and this is a great relationship. My relationships in the past just weren't successful, so I'm just really excited that everything is going well.
actually.
Okay, so let me ask you something. Your relationships in the past, have you honored them? Have you done any karmic contract removals? Have you healed your father figure or your mother issues? Our relationships are a foundation of what we are not working on. Have you spent time and every week doing inner child meditations and working with somebody that can actually remove those issues? Because remember, their issues are just representation of what our inner world is. No matter if it's
yes.
friendships or relationships, whatever, if you haven't sit quiet for a couple of years and gone to a spiritual healer once a week and got any karma contracts done, you're walking unconscious. It's time that you enjoy that relationship that you're in, but at the end of the day, you are the creator of your own story. So if we're not taking the time out to love ourselves inward and being within ourselves, then all of our other situations around us are going to be very, very doubtful. So take the advice that I'm actually sharing with you today and put that into play. But have fun. But remember, you're only accountable to you. If you do not put the mask on yourself, and everything around you will not be fulfilled. You will live like in relationships like everybody else is, and by the time, you know, their awakening comes in, they're 10 years deep in this relationship and having kids and never fulfilling their own journey. Your soul is with oneself. If you cannot fulfill that, then you're not able to fulfill anyone's role. So keep that in mind, okay? So the cards that I pulled out for you... Okay. Well, I do that. So if you're ever wanting to get ready and get going, I make mountains move. So, but you have to be accountable on that end and be ready to work and be ready to get down to those nitty gritties that haven't been dealt with. So I am here. Adam's here. You know, we do spiritual cleansings. It's mandatory. We give you homework. We do contract removals. So there's a lot of that comes into play when you're ready. Okay.
Yes. And you were going to say what?
Uh-huh. Your three cards that came up to me that the angels want to tell you is Angel Fiona. She wanted to tell you that now that you asked your angels for help, be open to receiving divine guidance and assistance. You deserve heaven's help. Archangel Rosetta, you have a gift for working with young people, and your divine purpose involves helping, teaching, or parenting children. And then Archangel Grace and Antoinette, to help heal this situation, see the other person's point of view with compassion. So, basically, in a nutshell, is to make sure that self-care is taken care of so you can do those things that you're gifted with and doing. And remember, everything should be seen in compassion. There are no rules to any relationship. There's no rules to life. Meaning, you know, don't think that just because the world has taught us like one condition this way, then that's the way it should walk. Everything must come in a compassion and unconditional love, meaning that no matter what the other person is doing, they're here to teach us something. Every relationship, every situation is a karmic contract. So be open to receive that. And anything that you're feeling, you jot it down and you get to that core of where it stems from and to remove it until you're ready to take it to the next level. But self-care is very important at this time.
Absolutely. Thank you. And how do we reach you for the clearing?
Yeah, you can reach out.
Yes, you're going to be able to reach out to us through the website at merlinstaff.com. My phone number is also available at the bottom of the show description page, okay? Hello?
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Love
you're
and light.
Welcome.
Bye-bye. Namaste.
Love and light. Bye.
Bye.
All right, we've got a couple more callers, Loie. You up for it?
Yeah, I'm ready, actually. I don't know where the second one is coming from.
Okay, wonderful. Our next caller today is going to be area code 760. First three digits are 473. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi there. This is Gia. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling from California, and I'm calling in today to ask what you see in terms of a relationship, the true love coming into my life within the next few months.
Okay. Lolita, I'm going to let you begin with this one, and then I'll chime in.
Sure, not a problem at all, and then I may have to go up to this one. So it's interesting today, everyone's calling about love relationship. Well, today is a
birthday of Krishna, and Krishna is the representation of unconditional love. So it's definitely falling around the lunar eclipse and where everyone is going with this. So the message I have for you today is that Archangel Merlina says you're very confused and indecisive because you do not have enough information. Do research or seek support, seek expert advice before making a decision. Archangel Oceana, take action. You're in touch with your truth in the situation, and you need to trust your gut and loving assert yourself. Archangel Rochelle, as you honor and follow your guidance of your heart, prosperity is coming to you now. What's going on with you right now that you're at crossroads with?
Well, I am actually seeking employment as well. So that really does, that's relevant, what you've just shared with me. And then, you know, I am definitely open to love. I have not been in a relationship for the last approximately 4 years, which was perfect for me because I really needed to go inside my own self and kind of recalibrate. And now I'm ready for love. There is someone in my life, but it's, yeah, there is someone in my life, but it's not a romantic thing right now. It's more of a friendship. But I'm not sure if it's going to go anywhere else.
Well, can I ask you to remember that place when you were about 4 years old and you really didn't look at life anything, like you just totally have fun? I want you to make sure that you get back to that place and really feeling like it doesn't matter what the outcome is. I want you to stay detached from the outcome of this relationship, and I want you to learn how to have fun with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, there's no time in relationships, but just enjoy it. Because remember, the more we clear, the closer we get to our divine masculine, vice versa. So if you have, and again, I always say, if we have not worked with somebody and clear out your contracts, you're going to have repeated life lessons. So make sure if, you know, you stay on top of that. That really does exist. You know, this may not be the last person. There may be more. You know, I'll give you an example. I've been out of my relationship for 12 years. I consistently worked on myself to the point where I made sure that I had, like, no triggers. So that way my divine masculine is vibrating on the same level, and just trust that when that partner is supposed to align, it will come at my own highest good. So until then, just enjoy each relationship as you honor you every day and you get to the core where you have no triggers with anything in your life. And that's where you know when that person is right for you, when there's no question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Okay, wonderful. And what I'm seeing is that divine love, divine alignment is about to take place at the end of this year in December for you, or possibly shortly after December. But remember, your manifestation is also your thoughts. What you send out is what you're going to receive, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
And don't ever settle for less either. If you can't come up with five things that you're not able to, like, I don't believe in the word compromise, because there's no such thing as compromise in relationships. So remember to go inward and figure out what are some of the things that you're not willing to, you know, accept. And we're allowed to do that. There's five things that I do not move forward with if that doesn't come around. I'm actually interviewing the person that may have an interest, so that way we're not moving on and prolonging this. And that's because I've gotten to the core of what I'm looking for, and it's out there. But it's about being affirmed and not walking vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So write on the piece of paper what you're looking for. Put on the side of your corner of your bed in the box and put it away. And when you're meeting people, you know, in your mind, you kind of address that. So that way you know that what you're not, because, you know, when we meet somebody, we're not here to change them. We're here to be equal of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with that.
Wonderful.
Totally. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey.
You're welcome.
Love and light.
Love and light. All right. Are we good, Lolita, or you need to go?
We're good.
Okay. I've got a couple more callers here. We're going to go to the next caller, which is area code 917. First three digits are going to be 538. One moment. All right. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Claire. I'm calling from New Jersey. My question is, I got a new job, and I want to find out if I'm going to be doing okay over there. Oh, well, am I going to meet their expectations and stuff? I'm a little bit like, I don't know.
Okay. Well, the first thing that's coming up is, of course, you'll do well there, but you've got to raise your confidence. Okay? You have and always will be able to do anything you put your mind to it. Now, and this is what the spirit wants you to acknowledge right now.
I didn't hear you. The last part was breaking up.
Sounds like you've walked away from your phone.
Right here. I just didn't hear you. You broke up the last two sentences.
Okay, I'm sorry. So what spirit wants you to know right now is that you've got to maintain your confidence. You are a thing when you put your mind to it. Even though it sounds a little cliche, it is the truth. Okay? You do quite well there.
Okay, that's, I heard you.
And Lolita is going to give you the angel message.
Okay. Archangel Aurora says, you're flying high right now, which may threaten others. But don't descend, because others will soon become inspired by your example. Archangel Francesca, what do you desire right now? Visualize it, and it will come about. Negativity will block your progress. When you're starting your new job, I need you to walk into the place of grace and gratitude, because you were there to learn a life lesson. So instead of worrying about how are you going to do it, like Adam says, visualize that you're going to do okay, but you are there for a reason. And you're there to learn something. So always remember that your business stepping stones are there to learn something so we can get to the next destination quicker. So be open-minded. Make sure you journal whatever your coworkers are making you feel. You honor that, because they're there to show you something, also while you're there to show them something.
Yeah, definitely that's true, because I was feeling like really uncomfortable around my coworkers and showing up in my dream and stuff. That was definitely lessons are really painful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like, oh, and then they were like, one of them was like, not sure if they wanted to work with me or not, and I'm like, oh god, you know.
Right, but you can't be worried about everybody else. You can only worry about you right now. Okay, so focus on how you're doing. Focus on what your task is. And don't worry about the rest of it. The rest of it will be in one place when it's needed.
Everything?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. I'm going to let you go ahead and take care of that, Loie. I'm going to get to the next caller.
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay. You want me to leave you on air?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I got it done.
Okay. Okay, cool. Our next caller today is going to be area code 831. First three digits are going to be 585. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello. My name is Fernando Estrada. My date of birth is September 27, 1987. I'm calling from King City, California. I don't have any particular question, just maybe a general reading. Read like.
Okay. Wonderful. So I'm going to let Lolita begin with this one if she's good to go.
Okay, give me a second here. You said your name was Fernando?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you please take 3 deep breaths for me, please?
Yes.
Is your first time getting a reading?
Yes. With you, yes.
Yeah. All right, what drawn you to call our show?
Just I like getting readings because maybe there's a lot of things going on in my life, and when I connect with the reader, they sort of kind of like dial in like what I need to like know or anything mm-hmm. that's going on around me that I don't like, you know what I mean? Like you can tap into things or you can receive
yeah,
information.
Okay.
So have you been sensitive to energy lately? Because it's like I see extra sensitivity coming from you.
Yes. I've been griefing a lot.
Okay. And have you been able to see where that's coming from?
Yes.
Okay. And you know that you've been blocked for a long time, correct?
Lost, Peter?
Yes. Energetically, you have
yes.
been blocked from succeeding in life.
Yes.
Okay. And I want you to understand what you have on you is a curse. You also may be suffering from a demonic attack. Okay? And it's like you get all the answers, but you don't have any drive going forward. You have all the knowledge and you do some of the work. There's still something preventing you from going forward, from manifesting what it is that you're trying to achieve, okay? And I suggest that you reach out to us privately to get a cleansing done. My information is in the show description at the bottom. But I'm going to go ahead and let Lolita share whatever she's got.
So you said I have a curse?
Yeah.
I have a curse?
Yes, you were suffering from a curse,
so.
Sir.
I thought so. Would you happen to know by where I might have this curse? Because I always felt like I was cursed.
I don't think you need to worry about that. I just think that you need to really understand that most 90% people are walking with something because nobody keeps up with their spiritual hygiene. It's like taking a shower. If you don't wipe your ass every day, you're going to stink. So if you don't
right.
get a spiritual cleansing done all the time, then of course something is going to come onto you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Let's focus on the solution, not focus on where it's coming from. Because if you keep going into the past and figuring it out, you're going to always be behind.
Right. I just want to mention before you go ahead, ma'am, that the reader that just gave me the reading, I have to say he's 100% accurate with everything he said.
That's fine. I just, you know, when you got asked for that question, because it doesn't get us anywhere, hon. You know what I mean? It's like the fact is, we have a solution to get rid of it, you know? And that's a great part about everything.
Right.
Because
yeah.
your first card
okay.
came up, mass confusion. So let me tell you what
right.
your cards came up. It says, Marlena wanted you to know that you're confused and indecisive because you do not have enough information. Do research or seek expert advice before making a decision. Your second card, Archangel Oceana, take action. You're in touch with your truth in this situation. And you need to trust your gut and lovingly assert yourself. Archangel Ariel, new psychic and spiritual experiences are changing the way you view the world and yourself. Allow your spiritual gifts to open through study, prayer, and meditation. Bingo.
Bingo.
Wonderful.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
So when she says bingo, that is very reminiscent of what we're talking about, okay? And
right.
what we want you to do is know that if you work on you, you get this cleansed out. It's wonderful. It doesn't matter where it comes from, but to answer that question, it's a generational thing, okay? And then there's also something else that was overlaid upon that later down the road that's not generational. And I really highly suggest that you reach out to us. In fact, I just took a picture of your number. Is it okay for us to reach out to you after the show?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So We will be reaching out to you after the show, and we'll go ahead and tell you what this all entails.
Okay.
Wonderful.
I look forward to it.
You have a great day.
We appreciate
Thank
it, Fernando.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys too. You guys have a wonderful day.
Ahead.
I'll be
waiting,
expecting your call. Thank you.
All right. Our next and I believe our final caller for today is going to be area code 203. First three digits are 331. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Michelle. I'm calling from California.
Yes,
hi, Michelle.
Hello.
I was offered a job, and it's got a contingency on it, but I was wondering if you saw me starting this maybe in September and how you thought I would, how well I would do at it.
Okay, wonderful. I've gotten a big thumbs up, which usually signifies everything's in the clear, everything's going to go quite well, okay? I want you to also bring up your self-worth and your self-confidence, and you're going to do that through inner child guided meditations you can find on YouTube, okay? One of the first things that I got was the feeling of abandonment, and I know this has nothing to do with your question exactly, but sometimes messages that you need to hear just come through the show. Where is your feeling abandonment coming from? Because I'm feeling like it goes back to your parents and childhood.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, my parents were always there, but pretty much I felt like my family abandoned me. They just don't even talk to me. They, they'll take anybody's side but mine in the past. You know, like when big things came up, little things, anything. They're just, you know, they've been non-supportive. So I really felt alone my whole life, and I am.
Yeah. I understand. Okay. So the message in this is that we can help you heal this, and we can help you remove what doesn't belong energetically within your life. You have also been blocked in your life. You have also suffered through what's called energetic karmic transference with a generational curse upon your family. Okay. I feel a lot of narcissism coming from your mother and your father both, mainly from the mother as from the father. The father is just detached. I'm feeling here that there's something in this where you're struggling romantically in your life because you're seeing a repetitive pattern of miscommunication, people not putting in effort, and it's like, You're trying to get it there, and it's kind of on the verge, but it hasn't really taken full effect.
Yeah, sure. All of that's true.
Okay, wonderful. So I'm going to let Lolita share with you what she's got now, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. The month I first, I have Archangel Raphael. He's there telling you that I'm helping you heal physical challenges in yourself and others. You are a healer like me. Archangel Crystal, have faith and hope because there is something positive and new on the horizon that you can't see. Archangel Vanessa, to make your decision, ask yourself, which way brings me closer to my divine purpose? Which way takes me away from it?
Well, that makes sense, especially with Raphael, because I just got over a terrible injury, and I'm actually going back to work after being out for 4.5 months. But as soon as I get back, I'm hoping to quit the job. So, but the healing, it's my limb. It's my hand and wrist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, when we walk, they're usually down by the way. So
they are. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've definitely recovered from something that maybe I wasn't supposed to recover from, but I got all kinds of healings, you know, from meditation to the Catholic Church gave me healings to every other thing possible. So, and I always pray to Raphael because I
need to what's going on with your liver, sweetheart?
That I don't know.
Okay.
Well, the liver represents deep, deep.
Your liver checked out. Go on, Louie.
And so the liver represents, you know, deep stuff that that we're really deeply resented. There's a lot of deep down, you know, anger that's residing in there, and that's what the liver represents. You know, we can do healings, you know, from all types of places, you know, but at the end, always remember, if you're not dealing with mother, father, and not doing spiritual cleansings, that will always keep manifesting. And that's the problem. No, you know, we got to be accountable on this journey. So you got to get rid of whatever is nagging. You may not know it, but your inner child will tell you what it is if you've been doing that every day, you know. So you got to figure out where it's coming from.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm wondering how I'm going to do when I go back. I'm hoping not to have all the same problems I've had for years, you know, because
okay,
I've had
when
a
you
good
look
time
at,
to rest.
When you look at the same problems, what are the same problems?
Well, you know, problems at work, you know, people disrespecting me, stepping on me.
So this is the coworker stuff like that. Well, that comes from your inner child. So you can't run from that situation. So if you're thinking that when you walking back in that everything is going to be normal, no. Unless you have worked on that inwardly, that's why I was saying it to the other caller, every situation represents what our inner world is. And we must thank those people that make us feel that way because they are just mirrors of who we really are, as we are mirrors for them. We're only here to heal one another. And if we're not being accountable to our emotions, they're called triggers, and triggers are created from our foundation. That means we haven't really done our inner child homework. So you got to work on that no matter what. You have to look at everybody in grace and gratitude because they're here to teach you, whether you see that way or not. But that's just the basic skills on being on this earth school, on this earth school. That's all it is. You can prey upon everybody else. You can do all that. But if we're not honoring the inner child, which that's what we need to really do, then we're not really honoring thyself first. Yeah. That's the most important thing, is working on us and looking at our higher self, because we are also a source energy. And if we're still walking around with those emotions, then we're really neglecting the one-year-old self or your past life self or your second-year-old, your 17-year-old. So keep that in hindsight. It's not about them changing. It's about you changing. So
yeah,
walk in there.
I just don't know
with
how
a
to.
Whole new. What you saying?
I don't know exactly how I'm supposed to change. You know, you kind of want to be who you feel like you are and treat people
well.
It's not
about changing. It's about really honoring those feelings. So I want you to do, starting tomorrow, starting tonight, take a notebook, do any inner child guided meditations, and you do that every day. And when your child, when your childlike self trusts you, it's going to reveal everything. When I do spiritual coaching, and when I tell people when they're going into their job, their career, I don't call it a job. I call it a career because it's a stepping stone. I said, when you walk through that threshold, you stay in grace and gratitude because you're only here for until the next destination comes up. We're all placed in certain situations to learn from something, not because of our career or who we are. That those jobs are already planted for you. Your business, your careers, they're already stepping stones for you. So the longer we fight what the universe is trying to show us, then we're not going to move anywhere. This is a game of chess. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for calling in. You're also welcome to reach out to us through our contact information at the bottom of the show description, okay? And we want you to just reach out. We'll guide you best we can and get you on the track you need to be on. But once more, thank you for reaching out. Love and light.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Thanks for tuning in, Loie, and helping me out with the show today.
No problem. I had some time.
Mm-hmm.
It was good to be on the show. Get me back using my gift.
Wonderful. Did you get my text message to you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I feel like I got it done already.
Okay. Do you have anything to share with the show before I end it?
I mean, yeah, just think everyone, you know, take this time and really get in your heart center and really let's get to work. Let's get to working on yourselves because that is our 9-to-5 career. If, you know, if we're not really digging down dirty every day within ourselves, then who are we? The other people in your life, your careers don't make who we are. Our soul is what we are here to, you know, honor first. And if we're not fulfilling that, you know, then I don't know, you know, what we're doing here. But, you know, it's just that time to get that change. There's that shift coming, you know. It's been here since 2012. Either you're going to get, you know, get on the spiritual game or you're going to be kind of, you know, left behind. And, you know, just take every precious moment and just really see the good. Just see the good in everything. When you see the good in anything and compassion, you actually change and radiate yourselves into grace and gratitude without doing anything. And that's what happens when you do your homework. So, I mean, I can just share that with you, especially on this auspicious day. You know, it's a very much auspicious day today. And then every alignment, just come from a place of love no matter what. No judgment, no opinion. And I'll leave it that way.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that. Once more, we're going to end the show now. We want to thank everyone for reaching out, tuning into today's show and listening. We wish you all the best upon your journeys going forward. And remember, positive thought means positive reality. All right. Once more, namaste, love, light, and good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all namaste, love, and healing.